for Jesus and how I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Because she used to send me clothes. A lot of my clothes I got now, the most of them. Mm-hmm. She sent them.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you something just some general questions about this area and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, your name?
Jesse. Jesse. Joseph, I don't know too much about Weibo.
Mm-hmm. What's your last name? How do you spell that? And your address?
I got a box. I have a box. We will hitch get box. Mm-hmm. I have to rent it. You know, you rent those boxes at post office. Thought one time I wasn't going to be able to pay that.
You didn't grow up here in
Weibo
Hitchcock, did you?
No, I didn't grow up here. I grew up right down just about 5 miles. I was thinking about this, my right away to go, I went down there. Seed about it. Just looked at it and seed about it. Oh, 5 miles below there. Have you ever been to the Howard Creek?
No, I saw the signs for that.
Okay, you've been to the south going towards you with the swamp. On the pavement road. But it's a little white house sitting in the fox of the road. Told Mrs. Mm-hmm. Mace Martin.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one house there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where I was born and raised, just 2 miles down this county road.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can't tell too much about. You can tell by it's a big oak sitting side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some pecan tree there. We said, my father, you have scuffing iron and whatnot around there. That's where I was born and raised, right there.
So you grew up in Delkey?
That's exactly. Delkey, that's right.
And the county?
Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
Gulf County. Yes, Lord, Gulf County.
When did you move out to,
up here?
Yeah.
It was in 71, which was in September in 71. Because in 70 we was still down home.
Mm-hmm.
Wish the many time I'd have stayed there and, you know, and got the house. Well, the welfare people said this. They would have fixed it up. I mean, the kitchen and porch, it repaired it. But at his death, and as long as I live, it had been all right. If I passed, he passed. Government would have taken it back. My child wouldn't have had nothing.
Mm.
And that's rough, you know, that's bad. And when my parents, which is their grandparents, suffered so hard and strived so hard, they tried to have it for the children. Because
mm-hmm.
It was, I had 4 brothers and 3 sisters with myself.
Mm-hmm.
3 sisters. And I'm telling you, it wasn't all that sweet, but long back and then, you know, it was sweet, but I was the last pea in the dish. I never did leave there, not to stay, until I married. When I married the first time in 35,
mm-hmm.
I didn't forsaken my parents then.
Mm-hmm.
I have stayed off of that place 1 year without going back. And about 3 and 4 times during that year.
Where did you live that year?
I lived in, before then, I lived in Apalachicola about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady run the nurse at the home down there, I think her name's Addie. Addie, I believe. I think that's her name. But she run a nursing home down there now.
Mm-hmm.